Rob Williams will jump it up against Jakob Pertola on a Friday night at the Garden. The Celtics and the Spurs are underway. Pertola wins the opening tap. It's in the hands of DeJounte Murray. Here we go. Thanks for finding us on a busy Friday night. Rob Williams saves him going out of bounds. Kicks out to Tatum in the corner, who drives quickly. Explosive first step around Devin Vassell. Gets to the rim and scores to save that possession. Boy, that's as quick as we've seen Tatum move in the offensive end in a long time. Pirtle misses the free throw, so it's 23-10. Smart finds Tatum diving in behind Murray. Two-hand slam. Great quick reaction by Marcus Smart to find Tatum diving to the basket. And again, good news is Jason Tatum's got 12. Bad news is the Celtics have 12. Peter Rosen goes right by Jaylen Brown, then kicks out for some reason. Murray slowed down by Marcus Smart. Elevates at 18 feet. Tough shot is good. I'm sure Murray's going to miss at some point tonight. I just don't know when it will be. He is 7-for-7, and the Spurs lead by 28. Murray dribbles to the left elbow, pulls up on Tristan Thompson, sticks another one. He is 9-for-9 in the first half. 69-37. Jaylen, offensive end against Rudy Gay. Right-hand dribble goes around him, gets in deep, misses off the window. Offensive rebound, Tristan Thompson taps it in. Celtics are within 60. They've cut a 32-point deficit in half with 2:40 to go in the third.
It's getting interesting.
Naismith on the wing for Jaylen straight away. Now Pritchard on the right wing. Return to Jaylen. He catches, goes in the paint, spins, shut off, bounce pass out towards Tatum. Tatum going to rock a three. Got it in the foul. The Celtics will not run away and hide. They just keep coming.
Okay, you're saying you're going to die at some point. Celtics right now refusing to.
Tatum on the wing against Rudy Gay. Naismith comes to get it. He's open. Up fakes the three. Drives to get closer in the paint. Lays it up and in with the right hand. Great decision making by Naismith on the fly. It's a 4-point game. 112-108.
Took what the defense gave him. A running layup going towards the rim.
Tatum moving to his right. Attacks Pirtle in the paint. Now works it towards the wing. Lines up Pirtle. Left baseline. 10 on the shot clock. Steps to his left. Three in the air. Got it!
Sidestepping. Just lulled into sleep with that slow dribble.
42 for Jason Tatum, and the Celtics are within one. Within one. They trailed by 32. Ball's in the air. Celtics win it. Smart, quick outlet. Tatum dribbles behind his back. Exposes the ball. Nearly turns it over, but it bounces right to Naismith in the paint, and he lays it in.
Man, when you're a rookie and things happen good, doggone it, they happen real good.
Tatum comes to get it. Deep on the wing against Lonnie Walker. Tristan Thompson sets the screen. Tatum steps to his left. Three in the air. Got it!
They finally got the lead, man. Are you crazy?
The Celtics lead the game with 35 seconds to go. 49 for Tatum. Tatum gets it in safe to Fournier. Out in the logo. Clock rolling 9 seconds to go in a tie game. Fournier for Smart. Here's the bounce entry. Tatum, 5 seconds to go. Tatum on the wing. Two dribbles of the right hand. Spins. Falls away at the buzzer. Short. We're going to overtime. Naismith has been like Tom Hanks in Big tonight. He aged like 8 years instantly. Tatum for Jaylen Brown. Off a screen. Bounce pass. Tristan Thompson catches. Spins on DeRozan. Shuttles it back out to Jaylen Brown. Thought about the three. Instead, drives past Pirtle. Floats it with the right hand. No good. Offensive rebound. Put back. Who? Aaron Naismith again.
Yep. Tom Hanks, that's what you call him.
Jaylen for Tatum. At the free throw line. Spins on Keldon Johnson. Step back. Tough long. Two is good.
That man's a beast. He's an animal.
56 for Jason Tatum. Career high and then some. Tatum, one dribble. Finds Smart into the corner. Jaylen, three. Got it!
He said that he had one more in him. He got one more in him. One more in him, mama.
An absolute nightmare of a Friday at the Garden for Jaylen Brown may just have ended with him hitting the shot of the year in the game of the year. Kevin McHale's record lasted 9 days. Larry Bird's record has lasted for 36 years. But Jason Tatum sitting on 59 has a second free throw here with the Celtics leading by two. 4:02 to go, and the Spurs do not have a timeout.
Well, now, this again, here's another thing. If the Spurs get it, do you foul before they get a shot off?
You have to. Tatum's second free throw. It's good. There's the 60. Now can the Celtics finish the game? Rudy Gay will trigger the inbound. Tristan Thompson will guard it. He's got it. 5 second count begins. They're going to lob it for Walker, and it's picked off by Nesmith. He hands to Tatum, and the Spurs have to foul. Looking for a steal. Tatum takes the foul with 11.3 to go. It's over. The game, not the Celtics season, regardless of what it looked like an hour ago. And a Boston Celtics season that, like this game, looked like it was gone, has just had new life breathed into it. The Boston Celtics have come from 32 down to beat the San Antonio Spurs as Jason Tatum has tied the franchise record by dropping 60.
And picks little son up. The deuce and saying, son, this one was for you.
One day, many, many years from now, Jason Tatum and Deuce are going to watch this moment back.
Yeah.
When Jason Tatum tied the Celtics franchise record and then picked up his son at center court. The final score, Boston 143, San Antonio 140.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.